Today we begin lesson 19 in the book of Megillas Esther. We're on Perikhes, chapter 8. We'll be learning Psukim Yud Gimel to Yud Zayin 13 to 17 in the Simonim Tanakh. We're on page 1271, about a quarter of the way down the page. The Navi is still speaking about what is going to happen on the 23rd day of Sivan in terms of the letters being sent out. So in Pasuk Yud Gimel, it says, Pas Shegen, copies of Haksav, of the document, Lihinasein, to give over, thus the edict, Bechol, in each Medina Umedina, in every one of the provinces. But here it's Golui, revealed, Lechol Ha'amim, to all the nations, as opposed to the concealed secret ones that were sent out before. And what is the revealed message? Velios Hayehudim, and the Jews shall be asidim, ready, layom hazeh, on this day, lehik not came to avenge me'oyevim, against their enemies. And then what that was the letter to be, and what would happen, Yudal Haratzim, the couriers, rochvei horechesh ho'ashdar ho'achashtronim, the riders of the swift camels, Yotzu, would go out, Mivohalim, bewildered, meaning in an urgent haste, Utrufim, and pushed, Bidvar HaMelech, by the edict of the king. So why over here, when it says that they will be sent out on the 23rd of Sivan, they're going Mivohalim, bewildered, as opposed to when Haman sent out the letters, they weren't bewildered? And the answer is, it was not bewildering to find out letters that the Jews would be killed as Haman sent. But letters sending out that the Jews are to defend themselves, that was bewildering letters. And in addition, even though they would be riding swift camels, they had to ride in urgent haste to make sure the news got there clearly. And once that would happen, Vahados Nitno, and the edict was given over, only after it was given over, would be given over to all the other provinces, then Vahados Nitno, then the edict would be given over, Bishushan HaBira, in the capital of Shushan, and then Shushan would be informed so that things could not be changed, as everybody knew that. And this is all of what would be all happening on the 23rd of Sivan as a result of the information that was given over now in Nisan. Now, Pasuk Tesvav, we go back to Nisan. We go back to what the king is permitting to write. And this Pasuk is said out loud by the congregation, followed by the Chazan. And so too is Pasuk Tezayin, said out loud by the congregation and followed by the Chazan. And only after Mordechai has been assured of the Jewish people's safety, that the letters can be sent out, will be sent out right away, then would he be granting himself the opportunity to wear royal attire. Mordechai yotza, and Mordechai went out, milifnei hamelech, from before the king, bilvush, in attire, malchus, of royalty, such as made of tcheles, of blue, vachur, and white, va'ateres, and a crown, zahav, of gold, gedola, that's large, v'sachrich, and robes of boots, fine linen, v'argamon, in purple, v'ha'ir Shushan, in the city of Shushan, meaning the Jews of Shushan, sohala, were cheerful, v'samecha, and with happiness. And again, we read out the pasuk out loud, la Yehudim, for the Jews, who I saw there was, ora, light, v'simcha, and gladness, v'sason, and joy, vikor, and honor. To which the rabbis explain, what does this really mean? Ora means the light of Torah. Simcha means the gladness of Jewish holidays, Yom Tov. Sason means the joy of the mitzvah of circumcision. Vikor, and honor, means the mitzvah of tefillin. Asks the Sfas Emes, if that's indeed what the Jews had, why didn't the Navi write the Jews had Torah, Yom Tov, Milah, and tefillin? The answer is the Jews always had Torah, Yom Tov, Milah, and Tefillin, but they never recently did not feel that Torah was the illumination of their life. They didn't feel that Yom Tov was the gladness of their life. and that Mila was not the joy of their life and Tefillin was not the honor of their life. But now that they saw that the tide turned, they understood that these things were indeed light, gladness, joy, and honor. Yud Zayin, uvechol medina umedina, and to each and every province and province, uvechol ir v'ir, and in each and every city, mikom the place, asher dvar hamelech, where the word of the king, vidaso, and his edict, magia, would reach, simcha, gladness, v'sason, and joy, laihudim, was for the Jews, mishta, feasting, v'yom tov, and holiday for them. Now, what were the non-Jews? How were they reacting? The non-Jews were reacting for Rabim and many, Meyame Yoretz, from the nations of the world, Mis Yahadim, tried to convert to Yiddishkeit. Why? Because Nafal Pachad HaYehudim Aleihem. The Pachad, the fear of the Jews, fell upon them. Yet they were not accepted as converts because they were not converting for the right reasons. Let's just back up to Pasuk Tesvav and elucidate a little further the specific items that were with Mordechai and the Jewish people. The rabbis comment that in this was all measure for measure in Pasuk Tesvav. Since Mordechai wore sackcloth and ashes, so therefore he went out in royal grandeur. He went out in grandeur, going out before the king. The fact that he tore his clothing, he was rewarded with royal clothing. The fact that there was ash on his foreheads, he was rewarded with a large golden crown. And the fact that the Jews of Shushan originally were very bewildered and they were saddened and were doing tshuva, now they were filled with cheer. Let's take a look at the questions now. Question number one, how were the letters sent in a different way in Sivan than the first set of letters? The first set had a group of secretly sent letters to the governors. These are revealed clearly what the intentions are. Two, why were the couriers leaving in a bewildered state now when they were not bewildered before? Because they were bewildered that it was saying the Jews could avenge themselves, which was most unusual, as opposed to the first edict where the Jews would be killed. That was not bewildering for non-Jews. Three, when were the people of Shushan made aware of the decree and why? Only after the other provinces were made aware of the decree. And the reason is because once everyone's made aware of it, it cannot be returned. It's public knowledge, and the Jews are now safe. 14. What time frame is Pasuk 15 referring to? It's going back to the month of Nisan when Haman has just been killed, and the king is giving permission to send out all these new royal letters. 5. When did Mordechai begin to wear royal clothes? Only after he was assured of the Jewish people's safety. 6. In what merit was Mordechai now parading in grandeur? Because he had worn sackcloth and ashes when he heard about the first decree. 7. In what merit was Mordechai wearing royal attire? Because he had torn his clothing and wore sackcloth. 8. In what merit was Mordechai wearing a large golden crown? Because he had put ashes on his forehead. 9. In what merit were the Jews in Shushan filled with cheer? Because they were bewildered and saddened when they heard the first decree. 10. What is the real meaning that the Jews had light? It means they had Torah. 11. What is the real meaning that Jews had gladness? It means Yom Tov, Jewish holidays. 12. What is the real meaning that the Jews had joy? That means they had the mitzvah of circumcision, Mila. 13. What is the real meaning that the Jews had honor? It means they had the mitzvah of tefillin. 14. Why is the fact that the Jews had Torah, Yom Tov, Mila, and tefillin not mentioned in the text? Because although they always had these four mitzvahs, they never felt that these mitzvahs brought them illumination, gladness, joy, and honor. Now, by the turn of events, they felt that these all were that for them. 15. What is the Jewish reaction upon hearing the letters? 4 points. The reaction is there was simcha, there was gladness. There was susan, there was joy. There was mishta, there was feasting. There was yontav, there was holiday cheer. 16. Why were the non-Jews attempting to convert to Judaism? Because the fear of the Jews fell upon them. 17. Were they accepted? No. Why? Because they were not converting for the proper reasons. Please spend a few minutes going over today's lesson and have a great week.